Hey, welcome. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's Crazy Kevin with you here. Well, we've got the show coming up 2 hours. What have we got in the show this week? We've got our golden album of the week, of course. Don't forget, drop me those emails because I love playing your requests, your dedications. All you can do, send them to crazykevin@gmail.com. Crazy with a ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. Also got some great interviews with local businesses, a few jokes, and of course I always like to showcase brand new talent around the Toowoomba, or well, around the world region. If you're a musician or you're in a band and you want to be showcased on the show, just drop me the email. And of course, a big thank you going out to my sponsors for the show. We have got Cracker Jack Chicken, Electrical Sensations, and Breeze Lawyers. Once again, thank you going out to our beautiful sponsors of the Crazy Kevin Show. So here we go. It's Crazy Kevin with you on Power FM. Enjoy, relax, and welcome.
Hey!
It's Crazy Kevin's golden album of the week. You choose the ones he'll play. It's Crazy Kevin's golden album of the week. Get ready, steady, spin it, KK.
It's that music, so it's time for a golden album of the week. We've got something funky for you this week. We've got a bit of Billy Ocean. Now, do you know his real name? He's Leslie Sebastian Charles. Born in 1950, so he's 70 this year, and he's known professionally as Billy Ocean. He's a Trinidadian British recording artist who had a string of R&B international pop hits in the 1970s and 80s. And in 2002, the University of Westminster, London, awarded Billy Ocean an honorary doctorate in music. And he was also appointed the member of the Order of the British Empire, the MBE, in the 2020 New Year's Honours List for services to music. And what we're going to do this in a chronological order of some of these fantastic singles. And we're going to start with Love Really Hurts You. And Billy Ocean said he was the most surprised person in the world that it became a hit. It was his 10th release, and he got to a point where he assumed his records would all be flops. He'd been pursuing a singing career in London in 1969 with lots and lots of demos. He said, I would do sessions during the day, and after I'd finished the session, I would go to work at Ford all through the night. It half killed me. But while I was doing this, I met this producer who gave me the opportunity to record Love Really Hurts. So it was released in January 1976, and it was a big hit all around the world, and it peaked at number 3 here in Australia. So kicking us off with our golden album of the week, this is Billy Ocean with Love Really Hurts Without You.
But don't you know? It's the sweet, enduring, charming, enchanting, beautiful, tender, gentle, warm, romantic, affectionate, sticky, sentimental, adorable sound of
Crazy Kevin.
It's Crazy Kevin out about, and I've got a lovely gentleman here. What's your name?
It ain't lovely gentleman, but it's Bevan Beatrice, and I'm working with this Shadows Tribute Group at the moment.
Hey, Bev, tell us a little bit about your musical career. How long have you been playing music now?
Well, I've forgotten it's been so long, but it's got to be well over 50 years now. Yeah, with cutting my teeth in three-piece bands doing Cream and the Monkees and the Beatles, the Stones, Eric Clapton, all that stuff. Then in the 80s, I think I moved in with the Countdowns. Been with them since about 1980. And then we folded that up a couple of years ago. And in the last year or two, I've been rehearsing with Owen, Ray Moore from Chapter 3, Warren Geller. He played in Wrangler and Stagecoach, a few of those. And we're doing the Shadows Tribute Group now. So my early career was in three-piece units or four-piece, doing a lot of private work in pubs. But in some of the heavy stuff, Hendrix, the whole lot, you know. We did a bit of everything in those days. More commercial since the 80s, yeah.
So why did you become a drummer?
I think Mum and Dad bought a drum kit in the house at the time, just an old dandy bass drum. And I suppose I used to grab a pair of spoons and hit anything I could find, you know, including a couple of my brothers, I suppose. So, yeah, I just had the feel for it at the time. I did learn the piano and guitar as well. Yeah, so I've done a bit of everything.
So is the drummer the most important part of the group? Because you've got to keep the beat.
Who's the drummer? Someone that hangs around the musicians. A lot of people haven't got a clue how important it is if you're drumming. I still like to know every bar of the song, but that's half of it. The rest of it is the vocals. You do vocals as well once you've been in it, so you do lead vocals and harmonies as well. Keeping the beat is a lot more than that. Good drummers know every bar of the song, and you're working very close with your bass and with the whole band, actually, yeah.
Bev, how would you do it? Because it's like quartering your brain, isn't it? Because I tried the drums once, and my right foot's going with the right cymbal and the right snare and all that.
Yeah, no, you just rehearsal and working it all out over the years. You come to get, the longer you play, the better you get, you know, and you learn off other people, other drummers. You see this, you see that, you watch on television, you know, you see a bit of everything, you pick it up as you go. And there are some very good drum teachers around now too. They teach people to read the drum notes and all that. But in my day, we did it all by feel. And when we backed the artists, I've backed a lot of artists, Chef Normie Rowe and a lot of those fellas that come through, and they throw the charts at you. But I prefer to learn the songs, because a lot of those blokes that get out there and they throw anything at you. So you've got to be prepared to have a go, you know. And I really enjoy working with people like that, just with the feel. You get to learn the songs that way.
All the lads are back together again. You do a tribute to the Shadows. Why the Shadows?
Ray, the bass player, and Warren, they're good mates from years back. And you know, since the bands have stopped with COVID and all that, they're looking for something to do now. You're listening to Shadows music, and they decide this is really, we all thought our Shadows simple, but when you look into it, this stuff is intricate. These musicians, you know, he's still playing over there, Hank Marvin in Perth, you know. He played gypsy music, but these fellas developed this music, and they wrote a lot of Cliff Richard stuff. Their music is quite intricate, and the instrumentals are absolutely magnificent. They're great. People will recognise the tunes. The baby boomers will know all this. The next generation, they should come along too, because the songs are great. Once you hear them, you're just tapping your foot away. A lot of it's instrumental, but the Cliff Richard stuff's four vocals. Once you get it gets into your blood, and it's just great music. You hear those songs like Apache and Wonderful Land and Atlantis and Savage, Contiki, all those songs, they're really, really great. And once you get into them and learn them, and believe me, it takes a lot of work to do them properly. You're not just going out there and tap it along. You learn every bar of every song, and there's some great fills and everything in them, because the blokes, the Shadows themselves, are highly qualified. So we're doing this tribute to them. We've been doing this for a couple of years now. Mind you, we've only done one or two performances. There was one down at the Withcott late last year, and people went away screaming for more, but then COVID jumped in.
Yeah.
So we've kept the rehearsals up and said, people around town, Ruby Slipper and them and Jimmy, and they're all trying to promote live music again. Let's have a go. Now, it's COVID safe. There's no dancing. The tables will be right up to the stage practically. You can tap away there. There's food on early from 7 o'clock at night. This is on Saturday, October the 3rd.
That's what I was going to say. You've whetted everybody's appetite. Yeah. What's the date and where's it at?
Up at Rumours, Saturday night, October the 3rd, doors open at 7, there's food available there. We've got a young fellow, Justin Smith, he's coming on from 7:30 to 8, 16-year-old fellow, one of Ruby's protégés, who's going to sing a few songs from 7:30 to 8, then we're going to hit it at 8 o'clock, with quite a few sets to do through the night, and it won't be late night for those who want to go home early, so we should get finished by 11, but if it's a raging night, we'll keep going, you know.
Bev, you've got some good news for us. You're going to give us some tickets, aren't you?
Yes, on your show, there's going to be a few double passes to give out. I'm sure you'll let them know how to win those. All going well. It should be good. Now, you can ring Rumours up on their hotline, 4632 39 100, but just look it up, make sure. Or you can go to Eventbrite. The details are on the net. Just type in the Shadows Tribute Night at Rumours, and the details should come up there. But if you have any troubles, ring Rumours. Or last desperation, get back to me here at work.
And at work, you know, Beatross Brothers, the finest fruit and vegetable shop in the whole of Australia. And I'm lucky to be sitting in Bev's office today. Thanks, Bev.
Enjoying a coffee, aren't we? It's great. Thanks for that, Kevin. And I hope to see everybody there on the night.
What a great interview that was with Bevan Beatross. One of the guys, including Owen Ray, Ray Moore, and Warren Gaylor, who are doing a tribute to the Shadows on Saturday, 3rd of October, down at Rumours International. And as Bev said, I'm going to give away some tickets. All you're going to do is tell me the name of this Shadows track. Then send me the answer to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. Once again, that's crazy with a K, crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. And you can win yourself some tickets to go and see this great tribute to the Shadows at Rumours International on Saturday, the 3rd of October. Enjoy. So what's the name of this tune? Good news time. Hi everybody, do you know what? I'm going to play a good news jingle because I had a bit of good news today. Well, good news, you know what it is? I met a gentleman this last week and he helped me out and his service was fantastic. Smile on his face, and as I say, the service was great. Well, a little story for you. What happened? My car keys. I was at Terry and Margaret's having a cup of tea. Their parrot jumps in the middle of the table, throws my keys to the floor. I joke about it. Put it back on the table. Old Cinnamon throws the keys to the floor again. Ah, it's a funny little birdie. Throws the keys to the floor again. Didn't think anything of it. Go to the car. About to put the keys in and the key disintegrates. And oh my goodness me. Puts it all together again, puts the key in, and it's not working. It's just clicking over. Didn't know what the hell was wrong with it. Anyway, find out that when I drop the keys, I've got a little chip in my key which needs to talk to the car, which I knew nothing about. After towing it away and taking it to my mate Lee's garage, all to no avail, eventually found out, have you got a spare key, Kev? Yeah, put the spare key in and it worked. So it's going to cost an arm and a leg to get the new chip put in. Oh no. And then somebody told me, Charlie, go and see Charlie's Shoes and Keys. Went up to the ridge. He's not been there for 16 months. Ended up going to North Point. Charlie's there. Lovely gentleman. He sorted me out with my car key, went outside. We did all this stuff and all this and the other. And it was a fraction of the cost of going to the manufacturer. And Charlie, I'm going to play a song for you because your service, your smile, everything about you is fantastic. I cannot recommend you enough. Just outside Coles at North Point, you'll see Charlie's Shoes and Keys, and he does shoe repairs, key cutting, engraving, watch repairs, car and garage remotes. So Charlie, I couldn't think of a song for you. Then I remember this one. It's been a Melanie, brand new key just for you. Rock on, Charlie!
Bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I think that we should get try them out, you see. I've been looking around a while. You got something for me. Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I ride my bike, I roller skate. Don't drive no car. Don't go too fast, but I go pretty far.
Okay, coming up now is my second part of a three-part interview that I had with the lovely Professor Ursula Kennedy from the University of Southern Queensland. And she is a science professor, but she has a passion for wine. And here's the next question that I asked her. Professor Ursula, what's coming up now then? Because spring's hitting us. In Australia, do you have different tastes of wine for different seasons?
It's, I guess, to some extent, a bit of a generalisation. If you love red wine, you might drink red wine all year round. If you love white wine, you might drink white wine all year round. But we do tend to see a bit more of a shift toward those wines that we tend to drink cooler over those warmer season, over the warmer parts of the year. So we tend to see a little bit less red and a little bit more white consumption. Over the last few years, rosés have been huge, Pinot Gris and Grigios, so they're more of the kind of thing, again, it's a generalisation to a certain extent. And fortifieds, you know, we do tend to see through retail a bit more through the winter. Also here in Australia, our wine purchasing and our wine consumption, it's a social thing, but we're a very sporting nation, so we do tend to see changes in the sports calendar. Of course, people drink beer all year round, with cricket and football and everything, but, you know, we're coming into, depending on what's happening with COVID, things like the spring racing carnival, where we see, you know, a few weeks there where champagne or sparkling wine sales come up. So those kind of sporting events and cultural events. Christmas, of course, Christmas we see changes in sometimes our wine consumption. I remember when I was living and working in South Australia, that state has quite a substantial consumption of, I shouldn't say substantial, sparkling red. And that's kind of touted as a Christmas beverage. It's like a red wine, but it's sparkling and usually slightly sweet. You'll see a bit more of promotion of that around Christmas. Gift giving, we've just had Father's Day, so, you know, Father's Day, the purchasing of wine products for gifts, and definitely, you know, the celebratory season, New Year's, you know, that kind of thing. We see a lot more of that sparkling wine.
Well, when you're talking about, this is a question I always like to ask, is about champagne. Are you allowed to call it champagne in Australia?
It can only be called champagne if it's come from the Champagne region and it's been made in the traditional champagne method. So that's calling something champagne. But here we can still say method champenoise, which means it's been made using the same method as champagne, or traditional method, or method traditional. They're all terms, which is not calling the wine champagne, but it's saying the wine has been made in the same manner that champagne would be made.
Is that the same with, like, Chardonnay and things like that?
Chardonnay is the variety. So we're allowed to call, So we're allowed to call a wine by its variety, which we tend to do here. There's no restrictions on that. Champagne is an appellation, so it's a region, and it's that wine from that region. And you'll find, like, Bordeaux is a region. So we might hear, you'll see, for instance, a regional, something that you might see labelled as a Margaret River White classic is typically going to be Sauvignon Blanc Semillon. Because, and, you know, classic Hunter is going to be Semillon.
But you're not allowed to say Semillon.
It can say Semillon, yes, definitely, because it's the variety. But, you know, if you've made a Semillon in the Hunter, you can't call it a Margaret River Semillon. Unless it's got, here's the rule, there's an 85% rule. So to call something, if you're picking up a bottle of Chardonnay and it's just labelled as Chardonnay, it has to be at least 85% Chardonnay. If it says Margaret River Chardonnay, it has to be 85% Chardonnay and 85% of it from Margaret River. So we do have this rule, which is great. It really protects the industry, and it also helps the consumer because you know what you're buying, you know what to expect. You could also have something labelled Southeastern Australian Red, and that could be anything, 85% red grapes from anywhere in the southeast of Australia, which is basically South Australia, New South Wales, Victoria, Southern Queensland and Tasmania. So winemaking is quite simple, but there's a lot of little rules and restrictions and interesting quirks, which is what makes the industry really exciting.
Well, that, of course, was a lovely chat with Professor Ursula Kennedy from the USQ, all about wine. And we've got our third part of this interesting interview coming up in next week's show. Hope you enjoy the Crazy Kevin Show here on Power FM.
Yes, sir. This is your man Hotline, and you tuned in to the Crazy Kevin Show.
Power FM.
Yeah.
Okay, time for the next track in our Golden Album of the Week, and we've got some Billy Ocean coming your way here on the Crazy Kevin Show at Power FM. And also, as always, if you've got an artist, a singer, a band, whatever, and you want me to play three songs from that band, artist, or whatever, just drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com, and that's crazy with a k. What we're going to play for you now is Caribbean Queen. And this song was recorded under different titles for different parts of the world, resulting in versions such as European Queen and African Queen. It entered the Billboard Hot 100 at number 85 in August 1984, and it hit number 1 10 weeks later and stayed at the top for 2 consecutive weeks. And did you know Billy Ocean appeared at the Live Aid concert, but not in the UK where he was living? He was singing it from the JFK Stadium in Philadelphia, and he sung Caribbean Queen and Lover Boy. The track charted in Australia at number 2 and big worldwide hit all over the place. So here we go, the funky Caribbean Queen from Billy Ocean.
She's simply awesome.
dream. In the blink of an eye, I knew her number and her name. Yeah. She said I was the tiger she wanted to tame. In the room, and I get so excited just from her perfume. Electric eyes that you can't ignore, and passion burns you like never before. Of a gift, just running my game, yeah. Love was the furthest from my mind, yeah. Caribbean queen, now we're sharing the same dream. Don't want to stop our hearts, they're beating one. No more love on the run. I love you, I need you.
Hey, hope you enjoyed today's show on Power FM with myself, Crazy Kevin. It's time for our last track in our Golden Album of the Week. And this one we've got from 1988 from Billy Ocean, Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car. And the song was based on a line in the Sherman Brothers song, You're 16. A part of the popularity of this song lay in its cutting edge, that's for the time, video which featured animation mixed with live action sequences. And the song went to number one both in the US Billboard Hot 100 and peaked in number one in seven other countries, including Canada, where it was the country's most successful single of 1988. And of course, reaching number one here in Australia. And the music video consists of Billy Ocean driving and sometimes involving scenes with different cartoon characters. It was also featured in the movie License to Drive. So here we go. This is Billy Ocean, our third and final track in our Golden Album of the Week. Get out of my dreams, get into my car.
Oh, Get into my car.
Crazy Kevin with you. I hope you enjoyed the show here on Power FM. And I love it when people send requests. We've got a request from Melanie. Thank you so much, Melanie, for listening into the show. And Melanie would like a bit of Dire Straits' Romeo and Juliet. It's a long song, this one, but what a cracking song. And always, if you've got any requests, dedications, just drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. And that's crazy with a K. Here we go. Just for you, Melanie. Dire Straits and Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
love-struck Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Bang the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window. She's saying, Eli, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it?" Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet, and you exploded into my heart, and I forget, I forget the movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. Come up on different streets, they're both the streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals, when you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, "Oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him, Juliet. When we made love, you used to cry. You said, I love you like stars above. I love you till I die. There's a place for us." You know, a movie song. When you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. I can't do the talk like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. Can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you, and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, the bad company. And all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julia, I do the stars with you anytime. But Julia, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. And there's a place for us. You know the movie's song. When you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong. Romeo, sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find a convenient street light, steps out of the shade and says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?"
enjoy the show today. Oh, we've had a good time. I hope you enjoy the music as well. And don't forget, if you'd like any requests, dedications, whatever, just drop me a line to crazykevinparfm@gmail.com and we'll get you on there. And always, it's crazy with a k-k-k-k-k-k-k. And of course, a big thank you going out to my sponsors for the show. We have got Cracker Jack Chicken, Electrical Sensations, and Breeze Lawyers. Once again, thank you going out to our beautiful sponsors of The Crazy Kevin Show. See you all next week. Don't forget, every Wednesday and every Sunday between the hours of 10 and 12 p.m. here on Power FM, the number one station, with myself, Crazy Kevin. Have a good week. All the best and keep it safe out there. And always have that smile on your dial.